Fire away when ready.
Can you talk about Jackson Webb? Four more hits tonight. He's right now, he's a second leading hitter on the team. He came out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, I think to the outside, I think it definitely is surprising people. From the day that I've showed up, all that kid's done is worked. All that he's done is done everything we've asked him to. He fits the system we play offensively, defensively. He does nothing to make the other team in the dugout feel good about themselves. The way that he puts pressure on you on the base paths, his energy is contagious. And, you know, it's really good to see a kid like that pay off, because if you told me that, you know, we're going to have, you know, Goldberg's going to be our everyday DH, you're going to have Baron Radcliffe playing every day, you're going to have Jackson Webb playing every day, and Nick Wilhite's going to play every day, you know, and we felt good about it as a staff because these guys have put in the work, but it really just shows a lot about this team's DNA.
Do you like all that speed at the bottom of the order?
I do. I think I like pressure, and I think that that's one thing that, you know, when you're on the flip side and a team is coming up and there's no easy outs, you're going to have to throw 20 pitches to the bottom three or four hitters in the lineup every time they're going to turn it over. It's something that I think you have to respect and defend, and whether that's in the week preparing for the series or that's, you know, day of, I think it's something that those guys have done nothing but buy in. And that speaks to all our hitters too, that the strides they've made, you know, they get all the credit because all they've done is just not ask questions. They've done exactly what we've asked them to do. And that really makes coaching easy.
Is it good for everyone, even the starters, once they're coming out and they see some of their teammates who rarely get to play, don't get many swings, get out there and have success, and they're all pulling for each other, everybody's cheering. I mean, that triple off the wall might have been, if not the highlight of the night, but the dugout was as jacked for that as anything all night when Taylor hit that one.
Yeah, I mean, you think about the guys that they're waking up at 6:30 to get in the weight room. They're doing the job in the classroom. They do everything we ask them to do. A lot of these guys are some of the guys that are asked to take field protectors and screens off the field after BP. And then, oh, by the way, we ask you to, you know, stand up for 2 hours and get behind your teammates. And then, oh, we're going to tell you, you know, 35 seconds before you're at bat, hey, get ready and go expect them to perform. But I do think that's something that if we can have that mentality consistently night in and night out, to try to get guys in the ball game, that's something that we just have continued to kind of raise the standard and the expectation for this team. So that's something that absolutely it pays off, because you come to play the game, and we wanted to create an environment where it's the best 3 or 4 hours these guys get every day when they come here. And I think if you asked a lot of them, they would feel that way about the way the season's gone. And that's the rewarding part as a coach, because it's on the field, but it's so much of it's the relationship side off the field that you get to see the person, not the player. And to see them get some gratifying results is really fun.
Chase Murray's a guy that's proved that he can hit over the last couple of years. How do you use him down the stretch?
Yeah, I wish I had the exact answer, other than if you told me that Chase Murray's going to be a guy that's not in the starting lineup, but you have to be able to pinch hit, play defense, pinch run, he's going to get his at-bats. That's something that we have to make a priority. And he's doing nothing but continuing to work his way in there. And you could have seen Chase really just kind of bury his head and just say, oh, you know, get his feelings hurt just because he had an injury. And he has worked every bit of the way, give him a ton of credit for that, and then has two great swings on balls tonight. We are not worried about Chase Murray in the least. We know the competitor he is. And so it's going to be fun, because I told these guys in January, we start practicing, saying, in the regionals and the super regionals, you always look up and there's someone, whether it's the average or the at-bats or the sample size, that somebody's coming up in a big spot that you would never guess, or someone's on the mound that you would never guess. And it's playing out just that way for this team. And so to have someone like that, his leadership, you know, really servant-minded. And so it's been cool to see him, a great opportunity tonight, step in, take some good swings.
Did Danny leave you guys any marching orders?
We always talk as a staff, so it was kind of actually just a similar norm of how the game plays out. The one thing that I'm really grateful for Danny Hall is that he is such a great leader, and he does choose people and delegate responsibilities and then kind of gives you freedom within that. So we, you know, did he have me, did he and I outline 17 guys getting in the game offensively? Absolutely not. But, you know, it's something that when you have a plan as far as the way the program's run, it's pretty easy to be lockstep in most of the decisions that we make. So that's been the best part about working for the guy. He's incredible. We missed him out there, you know, 26 years, and that was the first time he hasn't been out there, I believe. And so the guys really, you can tell they played for him and rallied behind that, and made it a night that he'll remember for these reasons, not for not being out there.
Is that rule where the head coach is suspended for a game when he has a pitcher that throws the other team, is that a new NCAA rule?
Within the last 2 or 3 years, I believe, okay. The enforcement of that.
I was going to guess that, because if he's never been suspended, if that situation had never come up in 26 years, the mathematical odds of that.
Yeah, I think that they're hawking down on things and really bearing down, especially in the age of review and video and everything's on social media stuff, that they've made it a, you know, education point of player safety. And so, that's where you kind of have seen it come into play. But great night. Once again, we'll look to rebound tomorrow. Glad to have Skip back out there on the field hitting fungos and leading us out there.
Let me ask you about Nick. He gives you a lot of credit for helping him kind of turn his fortunes around here. What has happened when you got here, and how has he worked, and how have you seen him develop?
Yeah, so, you know, that's the one thing I kind of have always tried to bring to the table, just less than 12 months of stepping off a field professionally, is love the game, but also love just this setting and the college setting with guys, because there's so much relationship. You eat together, you break bread, you work out together, you wake up early, you stay up late. And just really investing in him. He's an incredible kid that's turning into a young man. Just seeing him take accountability for things, and I think that, you know, it's nothing other than just convincing him that he's all conference good. And I remember talking about that pretty early on, and I feel like he kind of snapped back and looked at me, and I'm like, I'm serious. Like, I think that the way that you play defense and the way that I see you, your ceiling as a player, being able to bunt and steal, it's everything that a professional scout would look at and see that they want in a center fielder. And then obviously he shows his, you know, big power tool tonight. But a kid like that, though, that just knows he has a chance. I did not care of what his last 2 year stat line, did not care what Baron Radcliffe hit last year, didn't look at all this stuff, just felt like, and guys like Tristan and Kyle had strides to make. It was just that, you know, we are looking to turn and get this thing back on track. And when you invest in the guys, then they start showing up. And when you believe in them and you consistently preach to them, and then they buy into that and they see the fruit of their labor, then it's really cool, because you start to see that spark that's turning in the classroom, that's turning in the community service, it's turning just in all those type of ways. And so you're seeing our team respond in that fashion. And I kind of hit on that earlier about our training environment. We just try to make it to where they come and they play the game the way they've always loved it. So for him, I think it was kind of falling back in love with the game and seeing that. It's kind of just shaped his vision, but the confidence factor obviously is huge.
Anything else for Coach Ramsey?
So where was Danny tonight?
That's a good question. I need to actually probably FaceTime him or call him to figure that out. But he was grinding with it, you know, and that was something where he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do, if it's going to be sit with my dogs or, you know, try to find it on TV somewhere. But
we looked in the dugout, I thought he had a mustache.
Bobby Valentine style. Yeah, that'd have been something.